Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
On social media, hit her up at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Big shout out to Angel on the phones. Appreciate you being with us. A little Monday motivation for you. And actually, this motivation came about, we're having a conversation late last week with one of our listeners who's had been staying in a relationship a little longer than she should. And she knows the relationship wasn't going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But basically, what came out of it is, and you can apply this to love, to your work life, to friendships, but don't miss out on bigger and better things because you choose convenience over being challenged. So go out there this week.
Yep.
Stop choosing convenience. You're bored of that situation. You're not going anywhere. Challenge yourself. Get out of your comfort zone and go get it. You
also,
know?
Summer's over. Like, get rid of those summer flings that you know aren't going anywhere and just start over fresh for the fall.
That's what Chelsea did last week.
I did. I totally did.
She cut those ties loose. Bye, boy, bye. She's recruiting for cuffing season.
Yeah.
We're in recruiting season right now, Chelsea.
I think I'm going to take a couple months off, but I'm open. My heart is open to opportunity.
Does anybody in studio believe Chelsea's going to take some time off from dating?
Tam, you got my back?
Yeah, girl, I know you are.
That was so not convincing at all, but I love you, Tam.
Hopefully you had a great weekend. Coming up next, we got our weekend recap. So probably one of the best things that's happened to us is that Chelsea and I got to go to Chicago for a radio conference. And we got to hang out for 3 days straight.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop.
A lot of work. We got a lot of work done. It was great, but we also partied.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night, thanks to some drinks and lack of sleep, we almost missed our flight.
True.
And then Chelsea ended up breaking up with a guy on a plane.
Yep.
Talking about cutting your flings off.
Wow.
We have audio to prove it. Mm-hmm. Coming up next. Don't miss out on this. This is, wow, look at this. Goodbyes. Post Malone. Young Thug on 97.1 Amp Radio. You're commercial free all day today.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
And listen, man, I feel like you don't truly know your friends, especially your coworkers. Till you traveled with them while being tipsy. I learned so much about Chelsea this weekend. We're in Chicago for a radio conference. We have some audio about her ditching me and almost missing our flight. All because of food. Mm-hmm. Your drunk horoscope, first of all, is so on point.
Right? Like, spot on. That is me always.
Taurus, you will ditch any situation when tipsy to go get food. Almost missed our flight. I couldn't find Chelsea. She was in line at Mickey D's getting some chicken nuggets and an ice cream sundae.
Yep, always on my brain.
Food. The other thing I found out, you're a cockeyed drunk.
Cockeyed?
Yeah.
Do tell, explain more, because I don't know if I agree.
Like, you close one eye when you talk.
Oh, yeah.
To try to really focus. It's usually your right eye, too. You kind of close it as you talk to try to focus and say what you're saying.
Because that's funny, because I can't even blink with my right eye. Like, I can only blink with my left eye, so the fact that I'm doing that when I'm drunk is interesting to know. Like, I can only blink with one eye, anyways.
That's how talented you are. Yeah. So, anyways, here's some audio. I was searching for Chelsea. I couldn't find her. Our flight was boarding. Back from Chicago, like 11 p.m. at night. Mm-hmm. And I find her in line at Mickey D's, and I interviewed her. Check it out.
Yeah. From a scale of 1 to 10, how lit are you right now, Chels?
Like, probably like a 6.5, 7. I'm lit, for sure.
What do you want to say to all the single men listening right now? Gosh. That one of them listening right now could potentially be your future husband.
Listen, I want to say, love is a beautiful thing. And I'm a romantic at heart, and I feel like I know my true one is out there. And I can't wait to meet you.
I think they're calling your number 215.
That is so embarrassing.
Guys, they have legit, like, roped off the area to board the plane.
We had to like plead to allow them to let us back in. Thank God they hadn't closed the airplane door yet.
I don't even remember that. Is that awful? I remember sitting in line, but I don't remember giving you that like spiel about being a romantic. That's so bizarre. Also, you can hear my full blown Michigan accent. So it's like whenever I drink, it comes out full fledged and it's really embarrassing.
I think it's cute. You sound like a baby pterodactyl.
That's not a compliment at all, Edgar. Yeah, take it back.
Because you kind of go. Anyway, so we get on the plane, and Chelsea's feeling a kind of way, all romantic and whatnot. And I find this guy who's sitting down as we're walking on the plane, and I'm like, yo, man, Chelsea was bragging about her ice cream sundae. I'm like, this guy's kind of cute. Chelsea, what's up with this guy right here, right? And then this happens. What do you got in that bag?
All the chicken nuggets your heart could desire, and also caramel sundae, babes.
Tell this guy next to you how excited you are for this sundae.
Caramel sundae, what do you know about it? McDonald's? That looks good, doesn't it?
Strawberry's better.
Oh, strawberry's better!
We're not compatible.
Wow, you guys just broke up on the plane. That's crazy. Go Dodgers, though.
Yeah, there we go.
He had a Dodgers hat, that's why I thought he was cute.
But also,
poor Chelsea.
Who chooses strawberry ice cream over vanilla with caramel on top? I'm sorry, I don't trust you.
But you know why I like him for you, Chels? Because he could have easily said, yo, cute blonde on the plane, I'm just going to say yes to whatever she has to say. But he showed you that he has a voice as well, you know?
Okay, well, we didn't get his number. We don't know who he is. We don't know his name. So we need to drop that fantasy right now, Edgar, because he's clearly not the one for me.
If you're on a flight from Chicago to LA, 11 p.m., and a cute blonde girl was on the plane holding a McDonald's bag like a baby, please call in or text us 877-971-HITS. Check out the video. We have it up on Instagram at 971AmpRadio and stories. Can we find this guy?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude with the Dodger hat.
Let's not.
Sitting down kind of like middle part of the plane. Where are you? We're looking for you.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, bring nuggets.
Oh, please.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
It's 80 degrees, the high. That is like straight up perfect right there. Nice and sunny for you. For LA and the OC, about 86 degrees for the IE and the Valley. Remember, coming up at 7:10, we're telling you what the key song of the day is for your chance to win the third 2019 Jeep Wrangler that we're hooking you up with.
Those Jeeps are nice, too. Yeah.
I know. Chelsea and I get to drive them for a little bit when we go deliver them to our listeners. One we dropped off in Inglewood. The other one was in Southgate. And it's like, yo, driving this during the summertime.
Top down.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Good times right there. All right. So 7:10, make sure you tune in to hear what the key song of the day is. Coming up next, though, Chelsea, what you working on?
So Cardi B says she doesn't trust you.
Okay.
If you do this one thing. I'll tell you what that is coming up next around 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, serious question. Where do you store your ketchup? I asked this because Cardi B started a debate that is dividing the internet. She's very passionate about where one is supposed to store their ketchup. She tweeted, people who put their ketchup in the fridge are not to be trusted.
What?
The best place to store it is on top of the fridge where it's room temperature. She also said, like, imagine cold egg ketchup on your eggs. That really pisses me off.
I love the fact that last week she was ranting about politics, you know, all deep and whatnot, and now she's like pissed off about ketchup.
Uh-huh.
You know what's funny, though, is that it shocked me when I got married. One thing that shocked me is that my wife stores it in the fridge.
Yeah?
Totally shocked me because my whole life we kept it like somewhere where it just maintained room temperature.
Yeah.
So I kind of fuel with her, but then I had to go with my wife.
Yeah, I'm a fridge person. I definitely store it in the fridge too. But it says in the back of it too, that you should store in the fridge for best quality.
Okay.
So it's just funny. Everyone else too, like people. Well, she also said, she's like, I just hate all cold condiments. She said hot sauce, pancake syrup, it all makes her mad. So it's just funny. People online are saying, someone wrote, you're disgusting. I bet you eat mayonnaise too. Like people are just like
disgusting.
Upset. So moving on. Okay, Mike Posner, he's been updating us about his rattlesnake bite, which happened last week when he was walking across the U.S. He was airlifted from Colorado right after it happened and said he probably wasn't going to be able to walk for 2 weeks. And honestly, like, I saw the videos this weekend he was posting, and it's, like, intense. He's, like, learning how to walk all over again. He's walking with a walker and, like, being assisted by a nurse. Just scary stuff, man. He wrote in a caption, from 24 miles per day to using this walker to get to the bathroom, I'm on my way back.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Literally walking across the country, and then this happens to him. And I love on another post he wrote, basically, hey, guys, like, I appreciate you, all the comments. Yeah. Don't give me any sympathy. Don't tell me you feel sorry for me. Just tell me to keep going.
Yep.
You know, like, it's all good. Plus, he said the AC feels pretty good after walking across the country. So yep. Wish him all the best on that.
Yeah, and he said that he plans to get back on the road when it happens. He's going to finish the trip. He's already walked 1,600 miles and wants to make it to 2,800. So
he can do it,
hopefully he'll be up and walking soon.
Wish him the best, Mike Posner. Send him some love. He's at Mike Posner on the gram, and cheer him on.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 7:10, we'll tell you what the key song of the day is. And whenever you hear that key song, be caller 9, and you have a chance of getting hooked up with a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Hopefully you had a great weekend. You are commercial free all day today. We're Edgar and Chelsea. In about 3 minutes, we're going to let you know what the key song of the day is for your chance to get hooked up with another 2019 Jeep Wrangler. It's the third one we've given out during this endless summer, but right about now, some interesting stories coming your way. Think about your college days, or if you're in summertime right now, you're going to go back to college. Probably in September, a lot of universities go back. I know a lot of high schoolers are already starting to go back this week.
Even like end of August.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
But if you're in college and, you know, you're 21 and over, does this line up with you? Princeton Review has just released a list of the college rankings for top schools that drink the most alcohol. And number one, a SoCal school came in number one in regards to drinking the most hard liquor. That's the University of California in Santa Barbara, y'all.
There it is.
Hard liquor, number one right there. Chelsea, what was your go-to drink in college?
We would drink Bud Select.
Oh, jeez.
Like, being from the Midwest, I feel like beer was just a thing. I look back at pictures of myself, and I'm, like, so bloated. Like, that freshman 15 was real, man. But I think it was because the bar we used to always go to had, like, a deal on getting a pitcher of Bud Select. So that was just, like, our go-to, which is so nasty.
It was called the freshman 15.
Literally.
Deal. And that was in what university?
Central Michigan University. Woo, fire. Chips.
Get it. Tamara, you went to Fresno State?
Yeah.
And what was your guys' go-to?
We had several. We had... Well, it is the drunkest city, so...
is it? According to who?
Yeah. No, it actually is.
Okay.
But we had UV, Mad Dog, and Four Locos. Oh, my God.
Four Locos. Yeah. DJ Majestic, you went to college in San Diego, right? San Marcos.
Yeah, Cal State San Marcos. Yeah. I don't know about what everybody else drank, but I drank Incredible Hulks, which is Hennessy mixed with Hypnotic.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, those are pretty hardcore.
Do you still drink those sometimes?
Not recently, but I could start again.
Yeah. Cat Pie Pomona, man. A lot of the fraternity parties I would go to there in Pomona, it was just mostly Tecate. Just going to it. I guess it just depends on whatever special your liquor store had going on, you know?
Have you always been a tequila guy, Edgar?
Nah, man.
No.
I didn't start really drinking probably until I was like 28 or so.
Yeah,
I just kind of never got into it and just chilled and decided to save my money. Now I drink tequila like if it were wine. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much goes into tequila, like good tequila, right? So you have the Blanco, you have Añejo and Reposado, three types of tequila, and then you have your different brands. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. You can actually taste, like, you know, how the tequila is made, so... Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing because I'm like, once you get Edgar started talking about tequila, he never stops. He like goes into detail about how smoky some are and this and that. It's cute.
I just feel like people should appreciate good tequila more often, you know? And I just be like, you know, just like, just chill.
I think your liver probably looks a lot better than mine, Majestic's, and Tamara's. Yeah. Just saying, Edgar.
Straight up facts right there. All right, key song of the day today. Whenever you hear this song, be caller 9, okay? And you will win a key to hopefully start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. It is I Don't Care, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to Crash, our Six Flags Takeover going down this Friday by playing the Name That Song Game Remix Edition. You got to guess the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics that you hear, and you win. Do not get swayed by the beat. Tricky DJ Majestic wants to confuse you.
Yes, and today I used the beat of the last song I used in the Ant Mini Mix to hopefully throw you off a little bit more.
Well, you can tell people how you're going to throw them off. That's not tricky at all.
I'm trying to confuse people. I'm confusing myself, though.
You just tricked yourself, bro. It is a Monday, though. Elizabeth from Pomona, good morning.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, you ready? You think you can take DJ Majestic?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, if you don't guess it in within 15 seconds or you guess it incorrectly, I'm sorry. Katia from Santa Ana, my U.S. hometown, is waiting to jack your tickets. Katia, what do you want to say to Elizabeth?
Hi, I want to say good luck. You got this.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was so sweet.
That's why I love Santana, baby. We're all sweet like that. Big heart, baby. I love it, Katya. All right, hang tight. But you know she didn't mean it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, all right, here it is. Elizabeth, what's the name of the song based only on the lyrics? Three more seconds. Elizabeth from P-Town, what's the name of that song based on the lyrics?
Was that Mia by Bad Bunny and Drake?
That is correct!
Good job! Not so tricky.
I guess my strategy didn't work today.
Elizabeth, can't wait to party with you this Friday at Six Flags, all right?
Yay! I'm so excited.
Good job, Elizabeth. Hang tight. You know what? Katya was so nice and so positive on a Monday. Katya, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I'm hooking you up with 4 tickets to go to Six Flags as well, okay?
Really?
Come party with us. It's going to be fun.
I listen to you guys every day. You really make my mornings better.
Katya,
thank you so much.
Thank you. You already got the tickets. You don't need to say all that, but I got you, all right?
That's how we know it's real and genuine.
I know, right? Love
exactly.
You, girl. Thank you for repping my hometown in such a good way. Santana repping right there. Charles, what's coming up next in your report?
Ooh, so days ago, we found out about Miley's divorce.
Yep.
And now she's already been spotted making out with someone else.
Thank you, next.
Yeah, we'll tell you who that is coming up next in the Chelsea Report.
Sometimes you need that palate cleanser, though. You
absolutely.
Feel me?
Absolutely. I feel for her.
A little bit of scope up in there?
Mm-hmm.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Got a DM from Aggie0351. It's like, yo, shout out all the students in Santa Ana going back to school for sure. Love you guys.
The Chelsea Report.
Man, I have to say, this breakup totally shocked me. Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, they over the weekend announced they're separating after only 8 months of marriage. They just got married right around Christmas.
Yeah, facts.
Just crazy. They've been together for over 10 years. You know, if ever I thought there was a couple in Hollywood, genuinely, and I love them both, I thought for sure they were going to make it because they've made it through so many hard times. They got back together. Like,
they hung in there, right?
Yeah.
For
so,
sure.
But they are separating. Miley posted a picture of her hiking on top of a mountain saying, new day, new adventure. Don't fight evolution because you'll never win.
Mm.
Miley's rep released a statement saying, ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals. And they've just decided to kind of go their separate ways to focus on career and whatnot. But here's where it gets a little bit weird, I guess you could say. Miley is currently on vacation in Italy with Brody Jenner's wife, soon to be ex-wife, because they just announced they're getting a divorce.
It killed me?
Yeah.
She's just separated, but the divorce isn't final.
No, they just announced their divorce. Well, Brody Jenner, they just announced they're getting divorced, I think like a week or two ago.
Got it.
But then come to find out, they said also that they never were officially married because they didn't have the paperwork done. I don't know. It's a mess. Either way, Caitlyn and Miley on this vacation have been spotted, photographed making out, kissing, cuddling. So it's a whole thing. People are like, are they together? Are they not? I know they are good friends. They've been friends before this. Brody commented under one of the pictures of them kissing, saying, watch out, pics of Liam and I holding hands on the beach coming soon.
Get it, bro.
Miley responded to Brody, ooh, saying, go take a nap in your truck and cool off.
Oh, damn.
So there you have it. I mean, in my personal opinion, I feel like, because, you know, Edgar, you were with me when I saw the video that Miley posted of her kind of dancing in her bikini. And I'm like, girlfriend, she's like strutting it on Instagram. She was posting a lot from this vacation. I didn't know what was going on. And then when I found out about the breakup, I was like, oh, this makes sense. Because I feel like I did that during a breakup. When you're like,
you're being mad extra on the gram. Like, I feel like you go extra to show your ex. I'm fine. I'm having so much fun. I'm twerking again. This happened to me. One of my good girlfriends, a friend that's a girl, she had broken up with a dude, and we were going out that night. She's like, yo, make sure you bring that one cute friend, your friend Ryan.
Uh-huh.
She's like, because I want to make my ex jealous, to ask him if it's okay if we take pictures like grinding and being all this and that. And I was like, first of all, why not me? And she's like, I'm trying to make my ex jealous, Edgar.
I was like, okay, I get it. And I was like, yeah, for sure. So I brought my homie Ryan, and she did that just for the gram, Chels.
I could see that, especially they're both going through breakups. I can see them being like, hey, let's kiss right now. And maybe they're not. I could be wrong, but I could see them doing it. Like, we know we're going to get photographed. Let's kiss. Let's start some drama just because. I just think they're like, it's a hot girl summer for these two. And they're kind of just supporting each other and being there for each other.
Palette cleanser, for sure. That's what that is.
That's right. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, guys. So we got Shape of You by Ed Sheeran coming at you right now. Why is that important? Because he's the artist that has the key song of the day today for your chance to get hooked up with a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. What's the key song of the day? It's not Shape of You. It's I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. When you hear that, be caller 9. Get yourself a key, all right? Good luck. Random question inspired by what just happened to Kylie Jenner. How did you find out that you're not your parents' favorite kid? Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, you call or text us.
Caitlyn Jenner had the ultimate parent fail. So basically, over the weekend, it was Kylie's 22nd birthday, and she went to post a birthday tribute to Kylie. And in one of the pictures she posted, it's definitely Caitlyn and Kendall, not Kylie. Yes.
Slid Kendall in there.
Yes.
Oh, totally messed up on that one because Kendall is spelled with an M, like millionaire. And Kylie spelled with a B from billionaire.
Epic fail. It's funny too because like afterwards people are obviously like that's Kendall, not Kylie. So Caitlyn deleted the post and then she reposted it using only pictures with both daughters. Like she couldn't tell the difference.
Try
she's
to
like,
cover it up.
Yeah, I don't want to mess this up.
Too late. We already know Kendall's your favorite. It's all good.
I know for sure that I'm my dad's favorite.
Really? How do you know for sure?
Because well, I just know, and also his best friend told me one time. Like his best friend was like, "Strip, you know your dad's favorite, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then my mom though, I'm not so sure, because it's like my brother's her firstborn.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a good chance he might be just because whatever, he's number one. But I feel like I don't know if she'd ever say. How about
maybe
you?
We'll call her. DJ Majestic, can we get Chelsea's mom on the line to find out if it's true? Chelsea believes she's the least favorite.
I don't think she'll pick up if she knows it's for Chelsea.
Good point. I know for sure I'm the favorite, but I think it's out of guilt because I was unplanned. So I think my parents, and I know that, my parents were 40 years old when they had me. My middle and older brother are 13 and 15 years older than I am. So I think I'm their favorite because of that. And also, I know that their least favorite is their firstborn, my brother George, who works at Disneyland. Shout out to George, man.
Because he was a handful, right?
Yeah, he was crazy, man. He was out of control and whatnot. But also, I know this is a fact because he always invites them over to their house and he lives 5 minutes away from them. And they're always like, oh, no, mijo, we're tired or this or that. I live 30 minutes away and they're always coming over to my house. It's a fact.
Have they ever admitted that you're a mistake? Like, would they ever say that?
My dad did. My mom hasn't yet. No. Yeah, my dad's like, yo, for real. Like, we're 40. We're just doing our thing. And then next thing you know, we thought your mom had some issues because the frijoles she ate last night. And no, you were born.
Aww.
So there I am. But it's all good because I'm their favorite now. 877-971-HITS. Hit us up. How did you find out that you're not your parents' favorite child? James from Northridge says he was only a teenager when he found out he wasn't his parents' favorite. James, good morning to you, bro. Sorry to hear.
I mean, I'm grown up now, so I'm kind of like chill on that. No, but it hurt me hard when I realized when I was like 14.
How did you find out, bro?
So I got like two older siblings.
Yeah.
And they went to private school. Like my parents like pushed them hard. They went to private school. They were like super into their like academics. They were always like really high achievement type people, you know, like playing sports and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing as great as them, though. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was going to go to private school. I was like, hey, so, and it's like last year junior high. And I was like, hey, so what's, am I going to go to the same school? Like, what's the deal? Or am I going to another private school? And my mom and my dad, like, sat me down, looked me in the eyes, and they were like, listen, that might not be for you.
It might not be?
Well, they were being nice to me, because I was still a kid, but they were, like, trying to give me, like, adult logic in, like, a kid terms, where they were like, you know, not everyone could be a leader. Some people are good, you know.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
Yeah. Basically, they were saying like I was a beta. They're like some people are good followers or second in command. And you know what? Sometimes we don't want to push you too hard,
James. And it wasn't a money issue. Like it wasn't because we already got two kids in private school.
Yeah. The worst part is if you get two kids in the same school, basically the third one's for free. It's like that thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Elizabeth from Pasadena. Sorry to hear that you're not your parents' favorite child. How did you find out?
I found out because we were taking Christmas card photos. And as soon as I show up to my parents' house, they're like, oh, we already took it.
Wait, what?
Wait, but like, were you late or did they purposely take it without you?
I mean, I was parking and I text them and I was like, hey, I'm parking. I'll be right there. And they're like, oh, we already did it when I walked in.
So did they do it to teach you a lesson?
I just don't think they care. I have a twin sister, so they're like, oh, it's the same thing. She's already in it.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
You're commercial-free all day today, and we're back at it again, hooking you up with another 2019 Jeep Wrangler for this endless summer. All you gotta do is be caller 9 when you hear the key song of the day, which is I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and the Biebs, just like Mary from Glendora did. Good morning!
Good morning!
You're caller 9. Congratulations!
Oh my God, thank you so much! Woo!
Why do you need this Jeep so bad?
Oh my God, I'm an Uber driver, and my car right now is not in the best condition. So I'm hoping to win this car to help me out with this. I really appreciate you guys so much. I'm so hyped right now. Woo!
Time for an upgrade.
And yeah, definitely. The air condition's not doing so hot. Mm. And definitely been hot out here. Yep. Appreciate you guys.
Congratulations. You got yourself a key. Hopefully, you'll start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. And hopefully, it'll help your Uber rating going up.
Seriously.
Because I'm sure it will have AC.
Later, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
Good times, man. Imagine all the people rolling up into his car, man. All sweaty and whatnot, smelling like old chorizo.
No thanks.
It's wild right there. Anyway, so I'm glad he called in and picked up a key. Coming up next, what you working on for the Chelsea Report, Chels?
Another huge celebrity was robbed while overseas.
Damn.
I got the details on that story coming up next around 8:50.
This is Sunflower Post Malone featuring Sway Lee on 97.1 Amp Radio. Commercial free all day today. Thank you for hanging out with us.
The Chelsea Report.
Drake is officially king of the charts. He never ceases to amaze us. It's official. His new album, Care Package, has officially debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. We all saw this coming. We called it earlier last week.
How crazy is this, though?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but this album's been compiled of songs that he's made since like 2009 or whatever, but never were quote unquote good enough to make it onto like his albums. So basically, they're like his hit crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And his hit crumbs just gave him number one album.
That's the thing. It's not even new material, which makes me think, I bet he's like, man, I should go like really to the cutting room floor and see what else I have and put it out there because clearly we want it, you know?
Keep sweeping away, bro. What other crumbs can you give us? We're digging
Seriously.
It. DJ Majestic, you're a huge Drake fan. Are you surprised at all, bro?
No, I'm not surprised at all. You know, it's a lot of songs that not everybody with the streaming age and social media knew about because these were released, you know, 10 years ago, some of them. A lot of the super Drake fans knew the songs, but it's good to hear them in good quality again, too.
Where would you get them, then?
Exactly. SoundCloud, YouTube rips. Yeah. So you always had jacked up versions of them.
Yeah, like swap meet versions of them. So like random DJ voicing over, DJ blah, blah.
Exactly. Yeah. All 9 of Drake's albums have hit number one on the Billboard 200. He's actually just one spot behind Elvis, who has 10.
Damn.
Which is insane.
Get out of here.
Too much.
Awesome.
Scary stuff for Gigi Hadid. She was apparently robbed in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
She shared photos from the trip and then warned followers basically saying, don't be fooled by Instagram's picture perfect images of Greece. And Greece is like a super trendy place to travel right now. I feel like everyone on my Instagram, every influencer I know has been there this summer.
I see. It's almost like they grabbed the same picture. The one with all the white buildings and blue roofs.
Uh-huh.
The same is that Santorini?
Angle. You know what though? That is a thing. People do steal images from social media and repost them. So some of those could be the same image.
No
but
way. Okay.
But she basically wrote in the caption, got robbed, never going back, wouldn't recommend it, spend your money elsewhere. Apparently she was in Greece with her siblings when she got robbed, and my sources are saying that it was their rental that got robbed. She wasn't like held up or tied up or anything.
Kim, right? Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. So very, very scary stuff. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, coming up next, so shout out to you if you were at our pool party this weekend at Moronga with Mark Ronson, Turn It Up, DJ
weekend. He did a dope ass firelit hour set. I didn't know Mark Ronson was that good of a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, amazing producer, songwriter, worked with Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, obviously, recently Camila Cabello. But my man, DJ Majestic, you heard some of it, bro.
I did. I didn't get to go to the event, but I saw it on social media. Yeah. His transitions were clean.
Ooh. Clean, right?
Yeah.
I got to catch up with him. He's got a hilarious Uber story. Who doesn't here in LA? You'll hear it coming up next, all right, on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Shout out to you if you partied with us at Morongo this weekend at our pool party. Mark Ronson, DJing live, tore it up. Mm-hmm. Also, big shout out to Mother Nature for keeping the high at only 99 degrees in the desert.
That's good.
In August?
This time of year, yeah.
Oh, we
yeah.
even felt a breeze at one point. We're like, what is this? It was awesome, man. It was meant to be. And I was catching up with Mark Ronson backstage, mm-hmm. and he told me a funny Uber story. And I was like, yo, man, you got to tell me that. I like stopped him in the middle. Like, can I record it? This is hilarious. He's like, yeah, yeah, for sure. And what's so interesting about this is Mark Ronson, right? 7-time Grammy Award winning producer, songwriter, musician, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Has produced for Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Adele, recently Camila Cabello with Find You Again. Mm-hmm. And my man says he still gets geeked out whenever he hears a song on the radio.
I love that. That makes me so happy.
And so he's telling me how he heard it for the first time, Camila Cabello's song with him, Find You Again, getting in an Uber, listening to Amp Radio. Check this out.
Yeah, it must have been the day that we dropped the song. I think it just came out, you know, streaming and everything. I wasn't expecting to hear it anywhere, and I got in an Uber, maybe a Lyft, I don't know. And the guy,
to be fair,
yeah, the guy was on 97.1, and it was just like, here it is, like you. And I think the Camilizers have been like calling him for it all day. They're like, all the fans, and then someone was careful to like specify. They're like, I think that mean Camila Cabello fans, not Mark Ronson fans. It was so exciting. I heard it on the radio, and I was like, this is my song. And the guy looked back at me. He's like, doesn't sound like you.
And obviously you started singing in front of him.
I did. And then he asked me to get out. No, it's very exciting. I love hearing his songs on the radio. It still like gives me that thrill. And you know, I'm
any other new collabs coming up that you're stoked about?
I've been working, you know, a lot of the people that are on this record, Alicia, Camila, have been working a little on their records, which is great. Working with this incredible new singer called Yeba from Arkansas, who's on my album. She's insane. And working with Anderson .Paak, and yeah, just a whole bunch of stuff.
So down to earth and chill, Mark Ronson. Appreciate you, my man. If you are in an Uber or Lyft right now, bro, I'm about to play your record again so you can go wild, all right, and geek out. But first, let's hook some people up with Sephora Tickets, Chelsea.
Yeah, so it's Sephora's biggest beauty event of the year. Yep. It's called Sephora House of Beauty. It's taking place at the Shrine Auditorium and Expo Hall on September 7th and September 8th. You just have to go to Sephora.com to buy your tickets today for all the information.
But if you're calling 9, you'll win them right here. 877-971 hits. Good luck. Here you go. Mark Ronson, Camila Cabello.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Let's talk to Angelica from Lake Forest real quick. Good morning. What up, Angelica?
Hi.
Hey, you're caller 9. So you got the Sephora tickets.
No way. Oh, my God.
Congrats.
Yeah. Jeez. It's the biggest beauty event of the year going down at the Shrine Auditorium and Expo Hall on Saturday, September 7th and Sunday, September 8th. Let me ask you this, though, Angelica. What's your go-to makeup secret or trick that makes your makeup look on point?
All right. Honestly, just apply my makeup with my fingers, and I always get, like, the biggest compliments on it, and I'm just like, I just use my fingers.
I love it.
$20 beauty sponge. I'm like, nope, just the fingers.
You apply all your makeup just with your fingers? No brushes?
No, not all the makeup, just the foundation.
Wow, I was like, damn, that's a gift, girl. It's like finger painting. Love you, girl. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next, good times continue.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Cardi B says she cannot trust you if you put ketchup in your fridge. And she started up World War III on social media about this. We put a poll up on our gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. We're going to go to the results in just a sec. Chels, would Cardi B be able to trust you? Do you put your ketchup in the fridge?
According to Cardi B, I am not trustworthy because I do refrigerate my ketchup. Because I've had roommates that leave it on the shelves, and it tastes like stale and musty if you leave it out of the fridge. You need it to be fresh. Right?
I'm sorry. I just went there right now. I was like tasting it with you.
Yeah.
You know who you definitely can't trust? People that put ketchup on pizza. Have you guys ever met those?
Well, that's like double tomato sauce. Like, why? No one has time for that. That's weird.
Yeah, anyways. Tamara.
So judgmental over here.
I know, right? I love it. If you don't do it the way we do things, we can't trust you. Tamara, what did our poll say on the gram?
All right. So a lot of people, I don't know. Cardi B doesn't like a lot of people. So 87% say it's fridge, and 13% says cabinet.
I mean, it does say on the back of the bottle, yeah, like, you should refrigerate to keep fresh. Like,
and right? That's so funny, because one of the listeners, Sarah 09, says, it literally says on the back of the bottle, refrigerate after opening. Who are these savages that keep the ketchup in the cabinet?
Are there any savages in here that keep their ketchup in the cabinet? Anybody?
Majestic's
nobody.
Majestic's being Majestic. Quiet over here.
Right.
No. I put in the refrigerator. Okay. Yeah, all right? My sauces go in the fridge, yeah.
I will admit this. Okay. I didn't do it until I got married. I my wife is the one that taught me that you put it in the fridge after you open it. Yeah.
Thank goodness for Janet. Yeah. Now, once again, we thank her.
Coming to the rescue. All right, coming up next, Yessi Ortiz coming in. Rescuing you, especially if you need a new car, because she's going to be playing the key song of the day, which is I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and the Biebs. When you hear that song play, be caller 9. Get yourself a key. They'll hopefully start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler, all right? This is Closer, Chainsmokers and Halsey on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.